To the fifth we go here in Springfield. It'll be Nick Skwozacek, Sam Distel, Brady Lynn. Top of the fifth, bottom of the order for the Rockies. Looking to get something going here. Rockies with a bit of a threat in the second inning. Guy on second in the third as well. But other than that, as Skwozacek breaks his bat, softly hit to short. Gruber up with it across the diamond in time to retire Skwozacek 6-3.
It's one of those broken bat infield ground balls that kind of died right in front of short there. Gruber does a nice job of coming in and fielding it on the one hop and easily throws out Skwozacek at first base.
So one quick one here as that brings Sam Distel to the plate. Distel struck out swinging his first time up. Austin Versteeg back out on the bump for Starbuck. First offering to Distel, missing down and in. Little snap on that one as well, Kurt. Rockies got no runs on three hits, no errors. They have left three as Distel looks at a strike right there to even up at 1-1. Starbuck, no runs on two hits, committed two errors, and they have left one runner on base. As Versteeg's 1-1 pitch to Distel, that's laced into left field. Sammy D with a one-out single right there. Kurt, good piece of hitting.
Absolutely. You said it there, Kirby, on the 0-2 pitch. He takes that outside fastball and slaps it right over the shortstop's head over the left field. 15, Rockies pick up their fourth hit of the game.
So you get, and we move to the nine spot in the batting order as that brings Brady Lynn to the plate. As Lynn steps in, Distel with his lead from first. First, he gets a sign from catcher Kragenbring as a pickoff attempt, and Distel back safely standing up. Lynn bounced out to shortstop Mike Gruber, his first and only at-bat, as Versteeg set. First offering to Lynn, missing high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Lineup flips over with Tyler Geislinger on deck for the Rockies. Zero's our score, top of the fifth inning. A little Saturday night baseball for you on KASN, and we appreciate you joining us as the 1-0 pitch off speed drops in there to Brady Lynn. Evens our count up at 1-1. Tom Ficker, field manager, applying the signs in the third base coaching area for the Rockies as Distel a modest lead. Versteeg set, 1-1 pitch to Lynn, hits it on the ground up the middle, easy one for two. Gruber field, steps on second, fires across the diamond in time, 6-3. That's tailor-made right there, Kurt.
Well, when you hit it hard right at the shortstop as he's going toward second base, he fields it, takes two steps, steps on second base, and easily throws out the speedy Brady Lynn.
So the Rockies do pick up a hit here in the fifth, but they can't do much with it. They score no runs on that one hit. There were no Starbuck errors. Nobody left on base. 4.5. It is Cold Spring 0, Starbuck 0. We will be back with the bottom of the fifth inning coming up in 1 minute on your Saturday nights on Chasm Radio.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies. Join a league this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at the Cold Spring Lanes. There's options, men's and ladies leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub options. Cold Spring Lanes is open for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights up until Labor Day, and every other game is free. Give Cosmic Bowling a try every Saturday night from 9:30 till 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more by reservation only. Call Cold Spring Lanes and reserve your spot at 685-8150. That's 685-8150.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to Springfield on your Saturday night. Bottom five we go in a scoreless ball game between the Cold Spring Rockies and Starbucks Stars. Mike Kragenbring, Mike Andreas, and Zach Hendrickson do up for the Starbucks Stars here. Their second look at Rockies lefty Ryan Hennen as Hennen starts the first pitch down and away to Kragenbring, who flew out to right fielder Brady Lynn. His first time up back in the second inning. Five zeros for the Rockies on the scoreboard, four of them for Starbuck. As the 1-0 pitch, that's laced into left field, leadoff single for the Starbuck Stars, and Mike Kragenbring.
Mike Kragenbring takes that fastball on the outside part of the plate and turns it over quickly for a sharp single right between third baseman David Jonas and shortstop Jordan New.
He punches it right through here. Now you got the manager batting. As we're going to get, are we going to get a pinch runner, Kurt?
Looks like it, because the third base coach came over and talked to the acting manager, Andreas, who's batting right now, and they're looking to get somebody out there to run. And it looks like it's going to be number three. Well, what a surprise. Another Gruber, Mitch Gruber.
Mitch Gruber comes into the game. I'm sure he swings left-handed, and I'm sure he's a slick fielder, if I were to guess. So what I was getting at is Andreas is the manager, and I was going to see if he's going to bunt himself here. He's the veteran hitter, had a very good at-bat his first time up. He didn't end up getting a hit or anything, and had in with the pickoff attempt, and what do we see? Andreas move his hand to the barrel of the bat, anticipating a bunt.
We'll never get to see, I'll bet, what Mitch Gruber is going to do defensive-wise or batting, because I'm sure he's just in a pinch-run role here for the catcher.
As Andreas puts down a lovely bunt up the first base line, and the manager does his job, Kurtz, in a scoreless game in the state tournament. He gets it down and shows the kids how to do it.
Well, he definitely did. The veteran manager out there goes and squares around. He puts that right down the first base line. Ryan Hannon comes over and fields it. Sacrifice, perfect bunt for Coach Mike Andreas.
So Andreas does his job and moves the runner to second base. That's the pinch runner, Mitch Gruber, and that brings Zach Hendrickson to the plate. Hendrickson steps in. As Hennon sets, water's getting a little warmer here for Hennon as the first offering is fouled to the netting by Zach Hendrickson. Got a few hellos to say. Got to say hello to Nathan Terrace, who has apparently muted the online stream of the game, the video, and he's listening to the Hemishes. Hello, Nathan. Got to say hello to Cole Bauer, listening in Sauk Rapids, and also in that same area, Anthony Carl Hoffman. Hope everyone's having a fine Saturday evening, and we appreciate all of you joining us on KESM as the one-strike pitch, missing high, evens it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count with one away. They got the leadoff man on a single and bunted him over. That's the pinch runner, Mitch Gruber. He's representing Mike Kragenbring after his 1-0 single. Hennon set, Rocky infield trying to keep Gruber close at second. They retreat to their posts as Hendrickson comes up empty on a big swing and a miss, and the count now 1-2. Kurt Hennon has 8 Ks. He'd love number 9 right here.
Wouldn't be a better time to have one with a runner in a scoring position and only one out.
So 1-2 the count. Hennon set at the waist. A look back at Gruber. Now two looks as the lefty comes home. That pitch missing high, trying to climb the ladder right there. Got him to chase on 1-1 with that high fastball, but Hendrickson keeps the hands put at 1-2 and moves our count to 2-2. Just one away on the Andreas bunt. As the 2-2 pitch, that's popped up, flipped foul, and out of play. Duffner not even over for a look there. Is that one well out of play? Nice job by Hendrickson to stay alive here and keep the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering. This is popped up into short right field. Brady Lynn coming on hard, and Brady dives and makes the catch. And they're going to get doubled up at second base, the runner Mitch Gruber. Gruber thought that ball was down for sure, and the speed of Brady Lynn comes up, makes the grab, flips it to second, and out by 90 feet is Mitch Gruber. And the Rockies, Hennon doesn't get that ninth K. He'll take that one, though.
Well, the only thing better than a strikeout is a double play, and he got it the hard way there, but you got to hand it to Brady Lynn. He came in diving for that ball. Gruber thought, there's no way that ball is going to be caught. I'm going to make sure I score on this play. Brady Lynn dives, catches it. Gruber standing on third base when Brady Lynn throws it back to second.
Kid can fly. Did you watch the prep bowl last year? After five here, as four Starbuck in the fifth, they score no runs on one hit. There were no errors and nobody left on base. Five in the books. Zero's the score. We're back in a minute on Chasm Radio.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
To the sixth we go in Springfield on your Saturday night. Top of the sixth, top of the order for the Rockies, and it starts with Tyler Geislinger, his third lick at the lollipop against Austin Versteeg, who has been brilliant for Starbuck, matching zeros with Ryan Hennen. Been a fun one thus far, Kurt, and we get four more innings of this, at least, as the first offering to Geislinger in there for a strike. The way these guys are going, we might be here a while.
Well, then hopefully the Rockies can get something going after that big double play highlighted that inning.
Ooh, that one will hit Geislinger in the foot, and that couldn't have felt good, but Tyler pops up quickly. And the Rockies get the leadoff man on the old HBP.
Well, not often you jump up about a foot and still get hit in the foot on that, you know. And he went down quickly, but luckily for the Rockies, he quickly hopped back up to run to first base.
So you know the ball's coming when you can't even jump out of the way, right? That thing's got some heat on it. So the Rockies get the leadoff man on, and we'll see if manager Ficker will ask Jordan New to bunt here. Jordan, a good bunter, great bat control as Versteeg set. New does square, pulls back, off-speed pitch missing outside for ball one. Following New are the big bats of David Jonas and Alex Geislinger. As New on the day has flown out to left, and he laced that double down the right field line into the corner. One for two on the day. Versteeg set, 1-0 pitch, that's high, as New pulls back on the bunt, and 2-0. So if you're in the dugout, you're saying, come on, let him bunt it. They're giving you the out. Take the out.
And fortunately for the Rockies, he's throwing two high balls.
So 2-0 the count. A pickoff attempt back safely is Geislinger. It was a pickoff attempt in the first inning. A pickoff attempt in the second inning against Alex Geislinger that gave the Rockies a free 90 feet on a throwing error. As the 2-0 pitch outside again, New pulls back and 3-0. So at 3-0. You pretty much got to take the bunt off and hope that he throws you a strike. 3-0 as Versteeg set. New does square. Pulls back. Takes ball four low. Four-pitch walk. Our first walk either way this evening, I believe, Kurt.
Well, you know, we got two free passes there with Tyler Geislinger getting hit on the first pitch to start the top of the sixth inning here. Jordan New goes up there to square around for a bunt twice, and they can't throw a strike. Throws four straight balls. Rockies have first and second, nobody out, with their number three hitter, David Jonas, up.
So they asked the only man with an extra base hit here this evening to bunt, so you got to assume that the three hitter is going to get asked to bunt here as well. First baseman thinks so, at least, as he's way in. Jonas does not square, and he laces one into left center field. No bunt needed. Geislinger will score with ease, and it runs the gap all the way to the wall. New being waved around. It is a two RBI double for David Jonas and a 2-0 Rocky lead.
Well, you thought the Rockies are probably going to be bunting, but I didn't think they would with David Jonas at the plate there. And David Jonas takes that first pitch fastball, laces it right over the shortstop, and that thing had a lot of speed on it. It went between the left fielder and center fielder all the way to the center or the fence gap out there. A big two-run double for David Jonas, putting the Rockies up 2-0.
That's just beautiful baseball. You know you're going to get a pretty good pitch to hit because you just walked a guy on four pitches, and they're thinking you're going to bunt. So he gives you the cookie, and you get the two RBI double. And your team's still cooking with you on second and nobody out, and Alex Geislinger to the plate. 2-0 Rockies as the first offering to Alex goes to the backstop. And Jonas, if he got a bad read or thought that would be a quicker carom off the wall, does not advance to third base.
Well, it was probably fortunate that he did not take off for third base, because that ball came back to the catcher as fast as it went back to the wall on that one there. And he retrieved that in the back part of the batter's box over there. And that would have been a play at third base if Jonas would have went.
So it was the same ball that Jonas doubled, and it rolled basically, what, 100 feet in the dewy grass out there? So you, that's just telling you how hard David hit that ball, Kurt, for that thing to get to the fence on a night like tonight. He's at second, 1-0 the count to Alex Geislinger. As Versteeg set, 1-0 pitch to Alex. That's missing low. Jonas will take third this time as that kicks away from the catcher, Mike Kragenbring. And the Rockies have a runner at third all of a sudden. And the Starbucks Stars infield is going to have to come in right here. And the hard-hitting Alex Geislinger just has to punch something through.
Well, Versteeg was pitching a fine game until this inning. He gives up that, hits the first batter and walks the next guy. Then he gives up that big two-run double. Now he's throwing two pitches in the dirt since then.
So Gruber, Alexander, and Hendrickson all in on the grass, trying to keep Jonas at third. 2-0 the count here to Alex Geislinger. The 2-0 pitch is waved at by Geislinger as he chases a ball in the dirt right there. Little hungry, hungry hippo, but comes up empty. Count moves to 2-1. 2-0 the Rockies right now. Hit by a pitch, walk, two-run double for David Jonas. He advances to third on a wild pitch. 2-1 pitch to Geislinger. That drops in there nicely, and Alex has evened it up at 2-2. We talked about how Hennon wanted to punch out real bad last inning in the bottom of the fifth, Kurt. Same goes for Austin Versteeg right here. He gets the sign from Kragenbring. He set at the waist, takes a look at DJ at third. 2-0 pitch, 2-2 pitch, excuse me, and Geislinger comes up empty. And a big strikeout right there, just what the doctor ordered for Austin Versteeg.
Well, you said that's what he was looking for right there, and he got the big foul tick strike on the cleanup hitter, Alex Geislinger, that time. Rockies couldn't quite punch in Jonas there when they wanted to.
So the ball not being put in play, and that'll bring Kelvin Kaltoff to the plate with one out. Infield stays in, of course, as Versteeg, his 0-0 offering to Kaltoff, that's in there for a strike. He's bared down, and his stuff looks pretty darn good. This is kind of the first day we saw the first five innings all of a sudden, Kurt.
Well, absolutely, and he unfortunately fell behind 2-0, throwing those two in the dirt to Geislinger, but he's came back strong.
The 0-1 pitch, off-speed missing high right there from Versteeg, evens our count up at 1-1. Got to freeze on a line drive if you're Jonas at third to avoid the double play. We saw what that did to the Starbuck threat in the bottom of the fifth inning on the Brady Lynn diving catch. 1-1 pitch from Versteeg. Kaltoff tries checking his swing. He's unable to do so, and Calvin's in a hole at 1-2. As Versteeg ahead in the count once again, an opportunity for some blood pressure to go down with another strike right here. As Austin set, long pause this time. 1-2 pitch. Kaltoff takes above the letters as the count evens up at 2-2. Calvin will be followed by first baseman Austin Duffner. Duffner, who is 1-for-2 on the evening. Kelvin thus far has reached on a fielder's choice and struck out. Versteeg's 2-2 to Kaltoff. Swung on and missed. Back-to-back big punch-outs right there for the Starbuck righty.
Well, you got to hand it to Versteeg there. After he fell behind 2-0 to the four-hitter, he ends up striking him out, comes right back and strikes out the five-hitter. That's two big strikeouts with a runner at third base and nobody out.
So two away as the infield back to normal depth here as Austin Duffner steps in and he looks at a first pitch strike from Austin Versteeg. Whatever Austin had going on with the Geislinger beam, the new walk on four pitches, and the Jonas two RBI double, he has flushed that away because he is dealing right now as Duffner nearly, as Jonas saw the pitch in the dirt right there, Duffner checked his swing for a moment. Jonas with a few hard steps down the third base line, but it was retrieved quickly by Kragenbring. You don't think David has noticed that Versteeg's bringing it a little more right now? He tried stealing a run pretty easily right there.
Well, it's a good thing that he stopped and went back because that ball only went about 10 feet, and David would have definitely been out at the plate on that one because Versteeg quickly came in to cover the plate.
Kragenbring found the ball awfully quick. 1-1 the count to Duffner as the 1-1 pitch. That's high for a ball to Austin. Now 2-1. Rockies with two in here in the sixth. That's the difference in the ball game at 2-0. Looking for one more, and it's 90 feet away at third. 2-1 pitch. Duffner chops it on the ground towards second. Alexander has the ball, kick into center field, and Jonas will come across to score. We saw an interesting hop in the Lake Henry game earlier this afternoon, Kurt, but another one comes across for Cold Spring.
Well, absolutely. He was getting ready just to field the ball like that, and I don't know what happens out there in the infield here, but it hits something and goes bounces right over the fielder. But you know what? In the book, it goes as an RBI single for Austin Duffner.
So Duffner and the Rockies catch a break, and you almost feel for Alexander, who, in my opinion, did the right thing by gaining ground, retreating, going back on the play as looking for that long hop. And then the ball just kind of scooted on him and went past him. So a break for the Rock Shop gets them their third run in on the inning and on the evening. Duffner aboard at first, give him the RBI single. And that brings Nick Skluzacek to the plate. He looks at a ball, now looks at another one up by the beard, and it's 2-0. See some the lights turning on in the Starbuck bullpen all of a sudden, Kurt. I don't know if you can catch a number down there. I'm looking through about six fences.
Well, it's a draftee from Milroy, and it looks like he's left-handed, so I'm sure it's one of the Dites boys.
Yeah, as the 2-0 pitch, Skluzacek with a healthy hack at that one, comes up empty, moves our count to 2-1.
And Starbuck drafted three guys from Milroy, the two Deitzes and Schmidt. So
that's loading up. That's a good little draft right there. 2-1 the count. As there goes Duffner. Pitch missing down and away. Throw to second. And Duffner is safe at second on the stolen base.
Well, Duffner's done a nice job of reading the pitcher here. And all of a sudden, he doesn't take a look over there. And he catches that quickly. And he takes off for second and easily slides into second base for a stolen base for Austin Duffner after he had that big RBI single.
So the Rockies' threat continues in the sixth, and I like the move from Ficker right there with two outs. Get another guy in scoring position, or worst-case scenario, he gets thrown out and you get Skluzacek to lead off in the seventh. As it stands, Duffner is at second base as the 2-2 pitch missing high will fill our count up at 3-2. Duffner at second base. He singles second. First Eags, payoff pitch to Skluzacek is fouled at home plate, and Craig and Bring upset with himself that he didn't hold on to that one. I always get a kick out of those catchers. I mean, that's not an easy ball to catch.
No, and they make it look like it's their fault for not doing it. And fortunately for Starbuck, they've had a couple strikeouts that way with a foul tick strike.
3-2, part two to Nick Skluzacek. First Eags set. Payoff pitch. In there, not in there. Just missing. Versteeg was under my impression as well. He had a couple big paces towards the dugout. His second walk of the evening and inning, and that puts runners at first and second, and Sam Distel to the plate.
Well, I tell you one thing. The umpire said it missed, but if that one missed, Kirby, it didn't miss by much.
Skluzacek with a good take, we'll say, as he gets aboard at first base. Duffner at second, Skluzacek at first. Distel, who singled his last time up, first offering from Versteeg, drops a hook in there for strike one to Sammy. Can't tell me Austin forgot about that hard single to left. That's why Sam got that off-speed pitch on 0-0. A pickoff attempt and nearly got Duffner as Austin with a walking lead. And a pickoff attempt at second, but Duffman gets back safely.
Those middle infielders for the Stars, they put a lot of miles on going to cover that guy at second base.
They're keeping them close. I like to see it. Good young ball team, and these guys have learned how to play the game the right way from my vantage point thus far as Distel swings through the 0-1 pitch, and Sammy's in a hole at 0-2. Three runs in for the Rockies in the sixth inning. They're looking to add more once again with Duffner at second and Skluzacek at first. Versteeg set, long look at second base, 0-2 pitch to Distel, and that's just off the plate right there. Sam's able to check his swing. The count moves to 1-2. Other than the few walks, and this is a big other than, Versteeg likes to be right around the plate an awful lot of the time. As Austin set, he's looking at Duffner at second base. Versteeg comes home, two-strike pitch is fouled at home plate. Nice job by Distel, keeping his weight back as much as he could to stay alive and foul that away.
You notice how Versteeg puts a little more on every pitch when he's got a runner at second base. We noticed that when David Jonas was there, and now we're seeing that with Duffner there too.
That's what the good ones seem to do. This gets pretty darn good. As Versteeg set, a look at Duffner at second. 1-2 pitch. Distel fouls one into the mitts. Cragen brings happy that he held on to this one, and that does it for the Rockies in the sixth. But what a sixth it was, as they come up with three runs, scoring three runs on two hits. There were no Starbuck errors and two runners left on base. After five and a half, Rockies with a difference in the scoreboard right now as Cold Spring leads 3-0. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Coming up in 1 minute, you're listening to State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM. 1 minute away.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies. It's the perfect complement to your breakfast, lunch, or dinner. A donut roll or cookie from the Cold Spring Bakery. The Sherman family and their dedicated employees are committed to creating and baking the finest bakery products around. Parents, check out the back-to-school cookies at Cold Spring Bakery, shaped like crayons and apples. And remember to stock your pantry with all the fresh baked bread and buns. It's a sweet treat to have Cold Spring so close to our home. Good luck to all teams playing in the state amateur baseball tournament from the Cold Spring Bakery.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom six we go, and it is 8-9-1 due up for the Starbucks Stars. It'll be Andy Tope, Aaron Versteeg, and then lineup flips back over to Mike Gruber as Ryan Hennett will be pitching with the lead for the first time this evening as his first offering to Andy Tope is in there for a strike. Kurt, you get a three-run lead handed to you. Deliver a strike at the knees.
Well, your mindset's a little different when you go out there. You can go right at him with strikes versus the last couple innings. He didn't start off everybody with a strike like he did the first few innings.
One strike pitch missing down and in. Got to say hello to Brian Bell over the grill listening to the Rockies game, as well as Goose Hadley icing his back after some daddy hacks on the golf course today. Hello, Brian and Goose. As the 1-1 pitch hit on the ground softly towards second, Alex Geislinger, up with it. Flips over to Austin Duffner at first, and 4-3 on the easy putout right there for Alex.
Alex Geislinger does a nice job of going over there and moving about 5 feet to his right and getting his whole body in front of the ball to field that one. Gets an easy out for the Rockies.
So one down to the nine spots in the batting order. It is Aaron Versteeg. He reached on a fielder's choice. His only time up as he looks at a first pitch ball down and away. That was after the Hendrickson single. And then he grounded out to New at short, and the Rockies unable to turn two on it. It was hit a little too slow. 1-0 pitch from Hennon. This is hit into the air to right center field. That ball is going to go a long way, and that ball will drop. Geislinger fields it on the run, and it is a one-out double for the left fielder, Aaron Versteeg. He crapped on that one, Kurt.
Well, you said it there. The Tiger football scoreboard is out there in right center, and he gave that thing a ride right through that. There was no chance for Geislinger or Brady Lynn catching that ball out there. Geislinger does a nice job of recovering that ball before it makes its way all the way to the fence, and that's bringing manager Tom Ficker out to the mound just to talk to his young lefty and just making sure he's comfortable, I'm sure, this time.
So the one-out double, as Kurt mentioned, gets Tom Ficker out, and we've said it before, Geislinger can run and Brady Lynn can run, so you got to hit a double pretty hard to get it between those two, and that's exactly what Aaron Versteeg did right there.
Yeah, the only other way you're going to hit one is if you hit one over Tyler Geislinger's head, because as we told you earlier in that Lake Henry game today, their outfield is a football field out there. You got to hit it 452 feet to dead away center field in order to hit one out of here, and I don't think that's going to happen, you know. So to go hit a double between those two, he gave it a ride.
That he did. Got barrel on it. Lineup flips over back to the top of the order, and Mike Gruber, as Michael's had a rough day thus far on the batter's box, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts in the leadoff spot. As Hennon handed the three-run lead, now a threat here for Starbuck in the sixth, as the first offering to Gruber in there for a strike. As Hennon working ahead, I don't believe there's activity in the Rocky pen, Kurt. I guess I can't say for certain.
No, there's no activity in the Rocky pen.
As Hennon set, Couple looks at Versteeg at second. One strike pitch, missing down and away to Gruber. Evens it up at 1-1. So 1-1 the count to the Starbucks star shortstop. As Versteeg, his lead from second, handing a couple glances over there. New doing a good job of keeping him close. As the 1-1 pitch, that is on the corner for a strike as well, and Gruber in a hole at 1-2. So you're 0-2 with a couple strikeouts, then kid burns the corner on you, and you have to look back at the ump saying, come on, man, I'm 0-2 with two Ks. Give me a break up here. 1-2. Henin set. His 1-2 offering to Gruber is in there, strike three, and Gruber is 0-3 with three Ks. Two swinging, and this one looking, and a big punch out for Henin.
And I don't know what Michael Gruber was thinking on that one, because he definitely caught the outside part of the plate on that one. He was going up there that time and never even swung the bat.
So you get the double, and now Aaron Versteeg is a left-handed swinger, but you get the double, and then you have two lefties come up right after that. As Henin's first offering to Alexander is on the inner, ball pops out of Kultoff's glove. The umpire had a reaction that he was going to raise that right hand until the ball popped out, and then he decided against it. So one ball the count to Darren Alexander, who is 0-2 with two strikeouts himself, as that pitch is in there for a strike. That finds a pocket or not, that one's a strike, and it evens the count up at 1-1. At the one-out double for Aaron Versteeg for Starbuck. He's still at second. Henin's looking at him right now. 1-1 pitch waved at by Alexander, and he's in a hole at 1-2. He struck out swinging in the first, looking in the fourth. 1-2 with two away here in the sixth. Henin set, his 1-2. In there, strike three. So it goes swinging, looking, looking, and two big punch outs for number 9 and 10 on the evening for Henin, as he's through six innings, and he's yet to allow a run. He pitches around the one-out double. No runs on one hit. No Rocky errors and one runner left on base. Six complete. Cold Spring 3, Starbuck 0. State Tournament Baseball coming back in 1 minute. Right here on Chasm Radio.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow's a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build. From the very basic to elaborate, cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament. From Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We welcome you back to Springfield, and to the top of the seventh, we have a pitching change, Kurt Hemmisch, and a pretty cool moment here in Springfield.
Well, you said it in a pretty cool moment, as the Starbucks Stars have brought in Colin Richards to pitch. He's the kid that has non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, why they're all wearing the green hats for it. He came in to pitch, and when the public address announcer announced it, he got a big ovation.
He did. The Starbucks faithful, as they should, all stood up and cheered that he's into the game. So Richards in on relief of Austin Versteeg. Versteeg moves to center field. Out of the game comes Connor Westberg. It's Brady Lynn in the batter's box, and Brady looks at a couple balls, then swings through a 2-0 offering from Colin Richards. Just a cool story. Tom Elliott telling us he had like a really big, I don't remember the exact specifications, but a good chunk of his tumor removed from him. And that wasn't all that long ago. And the fact that this young man's pitching is pretty darn cool. 3-1 the count to Brady Lynn as the 3-1 pitch. High ball 4. And the Rockies get the leadoff man on here in the seventh inning with a walk.
Well, then I guess not only did he come back, but he came back and threw six innings in the regions, I believe Tom told us. Number 5,
the center fielder, Tyler Geislinger.
So the leadoff man on, and that's good speed there with Brady Lynn and Tyler Geislinger into the batter's box. Three-run leads are fun, Kurt, but four-run leads are more fun, so we'll see. Watch the top hand of Geislinger here. See if he's bunting, as he does not square, and he looks at a first-pitch ball. So with the three-run lead, maybe you're thinking go for a big inning here or make this kid throw a strike, or what's your thought process?
Well, I guess I'd make sure that he throws a strike here first, because after walking Brady Lynn, and he wasn't close on that pitch there, let's see what happens on this pitch.
As the 1-0 pitch, missing away, now 2-0. We saw some activity, drafty activity in the pen earlier for Starbuck. 2-0 the count as Richards looks over at Brady Lynn. He now gets the sign from his catcher, Kragenbring, as the 2-0 offering is swung through right there by Tyler Geislinger, much like Brady Lynn did on his at-bat earlier this inning. Count moves to 2-1. Geislinger, new, and if they stay out of a double play, David Jonas due up for the Rock Shop here in the seventh as they lead by 3. Opening round of the 2020 Class E State Tournament pickoff attempt, and Lynn dives back safely. 2-1 our count frozen at right now. As Richards set, big right-hander, pickoff attempt once again, and Lynn dives back safely.
Brady Lynn getting a healthy lead over there, but he's quickly diving back under that tag.
For Corey Ballplayer, stepping to dive. As Richards set, long pause, 2-1 pitch. Geislinger hammers this one. This will twist foul and drop in the foul territory as the count freezes up at 2-2. Two and two the count to the Rocky leadoff man and center fielder. Three runs in the sixth for Cold Spring, the difference in our contest here tonight. Richard set on the 2-2. Long pause again, comes home with it. 2-2 pitch in there, strike three. Geislinger goes down looking for a big out number one.
I don't know what Tyler was thinking on that one, because that was a strike right down Broadway on that one, and wasn't what the Rockies were looking for, was not having him bunt. They were wanting him to put the ball in play and see what would happen with his speed, and he went up there taking strike three.
So Geislinger goes down looking. 0-3 on the evening. Did reach on an error and was hit by a pitch back in the sixth as New squares to bunt, and stealing second base on the play is Brady Lynn. So Jordan squares around to bunt, pulls back. Lynn goes on the play and slides into second safely. They're going to call it a strike on the pitch, I believe. So the Rockies get the runner into scoring position anyway. Those are fun moments for me as you look at Tom Ficker saying, you know what, I should have just stole him anyway. I'll do that right now. Gets him to second base. So runner in scoring position with one away. As New did take a strike there. Richard set. 0-1 offering to New, missing low for a ball. Jordan had a big double back in the third inning, and he was walked and came around to score all the way from first on the Jonas big double last inning in the sixth. 1-1 the count with one away. Mike Gruber keeping Lynn close at second base as New squares to bunt, puts a drag up the third base line, and by third base line, I mean third base foul territory, as it's a foul ball, and Jordy in a hole at 1-2. Good bat control for New. We talked about that last inning, Kurt, when it was his bunting situation, that he was walked by Versteeg on four pitches. Tried the drag right there. Kid can run. We saw that, too, on the Jonas double. So 1-2. One and two, our count here. As that pitch, it was a pickoff attempt, and Lynn back safely. As Richard set, looks at Brady Lynn, 1-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground, up the middle, and fielded. Oh, it rolls up the arm of the second baseman, Alexander. Everybody's going to be safe. It was hit to the right side, so Lynn takes third easily, and a error on the second baseman, Darren Alexander. Now, he had to hurry, Kurt, but that's still a play that's probably got to be made right there.
Well, definitely has got to be made on that play. He comes in, he goes in a little bit too hard, rolls right up his arm, bounces about 4 feet away from him. By the time you do that, there's no way you're going to get Jordan New running from the left side of the plate there.
So first and third here with one away, and David Jonas to the plate, and Jonas first pitch swinging, worked for him well last time. Fouls it off the overhang here. I'm sure you heard the bang above us. As 0-1 the count. Good speed at third, good speed at first. We'll see if Tom Ficker elects to play this one straight up or if he puts the wheels in motion with Jordan New at first base. Rockies have scored two bases, as the 0-1 pitch to Jonas missing up and in and a delayed steal, and the Starbucks Stars are just going to give Jordan New second base there. So runners move from to second and third, and that's going to bring the infield in here with one down. Pitch was a ball to Jonas. Opportunity to tack on once again. Richard steps off the mound. Stepping off the mound is Richard. He's back on it right now. The 1-1 pitch, Jonas swings through that one, chasing right there. And it's 1-2. I mean, you hit the big double last time. You want to do it again and probably chased out of the zone, Kurt.
Well, he definitely chased that one out of the zone. But as you all know, David Jonas, he took one healthy cut at that pitch.
As 1-2 the count. Richards would love a punch out here as Jonas skies this one in the infield. He'll love that as well. Ball straight up in the infield, and it's dropped by the pitcher, Colin Richards. The runners had no chance to advance. First base is not occupied, so there is no infield fly, and it's just an error to load the bases. So in the grand scheme of things, it could be worse, but that's a big out right there that they let fall to the ground.
Well, it's one of those that looked like, well, who's going to call it? Because when you said sky to the air, that was a big-time sky to the air. The third baseman could have caught it. The pitcher could have caught it. The first baseman could have caught it. The catcher could have caught it. It was about 12 feet in front of home plate. The pitcher calls for it, and it pops right out of his glove.
So the middle infield will play back here as Alex Geislinger steps up. Mike Gruber and Darren Alexander will look for that double play ball. Corner infielders are in. They're probably coming home with it unless the ball takes them towards second base. First pitch of ball to Geislinger, 1-0 pitch. That's fouled into the netting. Evens it up at 1-1. One and one the count to Alex Geislinger. As Richards looks in. The 1-1 pitch. As Richards comes home now, that pitch missing over, or missing outside, excuse me. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count to the big Rocky second baseman. Rockies everywhere. They got them loaded here in the seventh inning as the 2-1 pitch. That misses, and now 3-1 with nowhere to put Alex Geislinger. So 3-1 the count. Onside engineering work by Kurt Hemish. Good hustle, Dad. Appreciate that. As 3-1 the count. Lynn at third, New at second, Jonas at first. Richards in some hot water. 3-1 pitch, high ball four, and he walks in a run. Brady Lynn will trot home with ease. Jonas to second, New to third. Geislinger gets the RBI on the walk right there. And it doesn't get any easier as Calvin Kultoff to the plate.
Well, when Richard dropped that pop-up, you thought maybe it wasn't the worst thing in the world because it loaded the bases, put a force everywhere on it. But when you go walk the next guy, it just makes it look all the worse, Kirby.
So the Rockies, who got 3-6, get another one in here in the seventh inning. As Calvin Kultoff into the batter's box. Richard set. His first offering to Kultoff is that one missing inside, nearly hitting Calvin Kultoff. In there, and at this point of the season was probably okay with that ball, maybe getting him on the flesh. Richards 1-0 pitch to Kultoff. That's up and in, and it goes to the backstop. New's going to try to score. He does. The ball gets thrown past Richards. Jonas stays put at third, but the wild pitch gets another run in for the Rockies as they're starting to tack on a little bit. Kurt, they lead 5-0.
Well, and that quickly brings a visit from the manager out of the dugout on that. And just to let you guys know, if you thought we were cutting out for a little bit there, unfortunately, we were having some technical difficulties. We had one of our cords was partially being unplugged, and we happened to notice that there, so we quickly took care of that, and hopefully we're back at it now.
Yeah, it's been an adventure, to say the least, here at the top row of Springfield this afternoon, Dad.
Well, this afternoon, we had all kinds of technical difficulties when, unfortunately, we can't even hear when each one talks. You got to look back at each other to know what's happening because we're having a few technical difficulties, but we're doing the best we can with it. And tonight, we're having a little electrical issues that way, but it's all working good so far because the Lakers won and now the Rockies are winning. So that's the name of the game.
Other than that, everything's cool as we'll get a pitching change here at Springfield. We'll keep it right here. As we do have a lefty from Milroy coming into the game, Kurt, which Dietz, name that Dietz. It's 10.
You sure it's 10 or is it 12?
It's 12, excuse me.
It's number 12, Nathan Dietz, a draftee from Milroy in the pitch.
So the Milroy Yankee lefty, who I'm sure was hoping to get a home game at some point during this state tournament. He comes in on relief of Colin Richards, who had a tough go of it. Thus far here tonight, Richards, he came in relief back in the, did he start that? No, he relieved Versteeg back in the sixth inning. I'm sorry, I was looking at a different part of the scorebook. But Richards this inning goes walk, strikeout, error on the second baseman, Darren Alexander, error on himself, dropping a pop-up, and then a walk and a wild pitch ends up getting out of the game. So Nathan Dietz, excuse me, we were supposed to say that before. Nathan Dietz comes into the batter's box, and 2-0 the count right now, Kurt, as the public address announcer just said, always kind of a tough spot. Not exactly ideal weather conditions to come into pitch to with 2-0 and the bases loaded.
Well, you got a 2-0 count, and you got runners at second and third. The only advantage you have, if unfortunately you do end up walking the guy, you are putting a force everywhere and first base is open. But it's never easy when you come in on a 2-0 count.
So second and third, I think I said bases loaded. It is second and third as that pitch missing outside. Now 3-0 to Kaltoff as the infield is back in as they come all the way in after the wild pitch that scored Jordan New. 3-6 for Cold Spring. Two more here in the seventh as the 3-0 pitch. That is low ball four, and that does load him up. So that kind of goes to what you were talking about, Kurt, that in the grand scheme of things, maybe not the worst thing that happened right there.
Well, it's not the worst walk when you put a force on everywhere on there, but we're going to get a pinch runner here for Calvin Kaltoff at first base as
Luke Humbert.
Luke Humbert comes in to pinch run at first base.
We talked about the prep bowl before, and we'll bring it up again. There's another Recorey Spartan football player. Luke Humbert shares the carries with Brady Lynn. They'll do that again next spring when, if and when Recorey's able to play football. Duffner to the plate. With the bases loaded. First pitch in there for a strike from Nathan Dietz. It's Dietz, correct?
Well, that's the way the public address announcer announced it, and I believe that is correct back when Milroy played in our region back in Cold Spring in 2016.
One strike pitch from Dietz. Low, knocked down nicely by the catcher Mike Cranenberg, and he underhand flips it to the pitcher. Risky underhand flip with the bases loaded here.
Well, he's having a tough inning back there after they've thrown a couple wild pitches and a few runs have scored that way and things, and he's doing a heck of a job back there, though.
It's a nice catcher, this Cranenberg. Cranenbring, excuse me, as the 1-1 pitch missing down. Now 2-1 to Duffner. Duffman, the seventh Rocky to bat here in the seventh. They had eight of them bat in the sixth as the 2-1 pitch. That is in there for a strike. Evens our count up at 2-2. Still just one away. Two runs in for the Rockies here in the seventh inning. As Dietz is 2-2, Duffner waves at that one and a big strikeout for the Milroy lefty, two away.
Well, he came in and did what he wanted to do right there. He kept throwing strikes on the outside part of the plate, and Duffner just waved right through that one. And like you said, we batted eight guys in the sixth inning. We got our eighth guy batting here now in the seventh.
Skuzacek steps into the batter's box. 0-2 with a walk thus far on the day. As Dietz's first offering, Skuzacek pops this up in the right side, and that ball will drop fair. Two runs scored. Jonas comes around right behind him, running with two outs is Alex Geislinger. Now the ball gets away from Gruber at short. Humbert's trying to score, and he does. Luke Humbert with some heads-up base running as just a little doink over first base gets two home. Ball gets bobbled on the way back in. When you're up by a couple, you take a chance, and Humbert, the speed and aggressiveness, gets the Rockies another run.
Wiskozatek did a nice job there. He slapped that ball right over the first baseman on a pop-up over there. The first baseman has back to the infield, has no play. Wiskozatek sees where the ball is going to land. He quickly takes second base. First baseman goes and throws over there, and the second baseman ends up bobbling the ball. It doesn't go too far away, but with everybody running with two outs, Humbert doesn't stop from first base, and he ends up scoring.
So a big error right there. Third error of the inning now for Starbuck, as the Rockies have opened this thing up. They lead 8-0 right now. Skuzacek, just an inside-out swing that he kind of muscled over first base, Kurt, and ends up bringing two home and another one on an error. Brings Sam Distel, ninth Rocky to hit here in the seventh. As the Dietz pitch, that's missing low, and that'll get past Kragenberg, and taking third base is Nick Skuzacek.
He actually brought three home on that play, Kirby.
I was giving him the two RBIs.
Okay.
You know what? I said it on Twitter that we'd argue today, and there it is right there. I'm saying he got two RBIs, and the third one came in on the air. So that's what that's the way I phrased it, and I'll die on that hill. 2-1 the count to Distel as that pitch missing up and away. Now 3-1. Brady Lynn on deck for Cold Spring. As Dietz ready, 3-1 pitch, low ball four, as Distel is aboard with the walk, and the Rockies have hit around now here in the seventh inning. Four walks this inning and three errors. That is not winning baseball in August.
And I believe two wild pitches.
Yes. Correct. So Brady Lynn, who started this with a walk, he's up again here in the seventh. First offering to Brady, that is in there for a strike. It went walk, strikeout, error on the shortstop, error on the pitcher, bases loaded walk to get a run in, a walk, and then an error on the first baseman after the Skuzacek 2-RBI double that got another run in. 5-run seventh after a 3-run sixth for Cold Spring. This thing was moving along. It was a pitcher's duel through five, and it has got lopsided since then as Brady Lynn swings through that 1-1 offering, moving our count to 1-2. Still at third base is Nick Skuzacek. Distel aboard at first. The 1-2 pitch to Lynn. That is hammered deep down the left field line. That ball will twist foul as Brady Lynn puts a charge into that one. It one hops the fence, but it is a foul ball. Just a long strike is what they'll be yelling from the Starbuck dugout. As 1-2, the count remains. Starbuck star has been in the field for a long time here in the seventh. Rockies batting around and touching home plate five times. As Dietz set, long pause. His 1-2 pitch to Lynn. In there, strike three. As Lynn looks at the strike right down the middle, he goes down looking for out number three. Strikeout number two for Dietz, and that does it for Cold Spring in the seventh. Big seventh for the Rockies with some insurance right there. They score five runs on just the one hit. Five runs on one hit. The Skuzacek double. There were three big Starbuck errors and two runners left on base. After 6.5, Cold Spring has now changed the score to 8-0. 8-0 in favor of the Cold Spring Rockies. You're listening to Cold Spring Rockies State Tournament Baseball right here on KASM. We will be back in 1 minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London,